Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Judgment. You make judgments all the time and you can't help it. Immediate bias, immediate judgment, immediate framing, immediate good, bad, right? Now, later. Healthy, not healthy. Safe, unsafe. We have these immediate judgments that drive our life, right? Move towards, move away from, right? Approach, avoid. It's literally built within us, that we make immediate, spontaneous judgments. That was to protect us. That was part of that evolutionary impulse to make sure we survive. The issue is we have a bunch of judgmental brats running around the world, causing havoc, spreading hate, spreading darkness, because it's also really fun to demonstrate and portray and to publicize our judgments. Right? How fun is it to go on and comment, well, that's a stupid video. Hate your shirt. You suck. You're fat. You don't know anything. Who do you think you are? And we, as a society now, have become little, you know, thumb warriors passing our judgment in comment sections all the time. And what's happened is many people, these two things have come together to create an incredibly negative society and a negative, unhealthy life, right? I know that's not in this community, but I know in this community, how many of you guys know this to be true? That a lot of people judge you the more you go for it. A lot of people judge you the more you take a risk that they don't understand. The more people judge you when you shun this and you move towards that. Right? It's difficult to be a front runner. It's hard to be the high performer. It's hard to be the person who raises their hand and says, I want more. I'm ready to go for it. I'd like to help more. Because people judge that. They think, well, who do you think you are? And enough people tell you, who do you think you are? Guess what you do? You shut down and you start making short-term goals. Many of you grew up in incredibly critical and negative environments. And here I am to tell you, after coaching people for this many years, I have learned and seen that if there was a pattern in your youth where it was always critical, always judgmental, and negative, over and over and over and over again, you tend to develop an overvaluative system for stability and self-protection. And so what you end up doing, because you think, oh, well, something's wrong with me, you don't seek to build team. Oh, well, every time I want to do something, I get judged. You stop pursuing things that are fulfilling. Because you're hurt all the time, you start taking those simple pleasures to make yourself better, feel better, and you compromise your health. But I have worked with so many people who have incredibly unhealthy habits today because they never realized that they developed short-term valuation strategies to protect themselves from judgment that hit them in their youth. So today, they keep making short-term decisions for themselves, and they don't know why. It's like, I don't know why, Brenna. I can't seem to, you know, plan for the long term. Because you were hurt so much when you were younger, you started being protective in the short term and stopped thinking long term. That you stopped thinking that you were even worth it. So why pursue things that would make you feel really happy? You don't deserve happiness because this person told you you're crap. This stuff is real, and it happens for people over and over and over. I grew up in a town where, for me, like even just at its physical safety level, like I grew up in a very, very anger-fueled, aggressive town, city. There was a time of my dad's life when he was very, very, very strong because he was a military guy, right? Like he was a Marine.
And so very short discipline. And it just makes you on your edge, right? And guess what? When you're on your edge to protect yourself all the time from your neighbors, the community, people around you, when you're on your edge all the time, what are you doing? You're like this, short term. And some people don't know, they've never taken the blinders off. Like you're safe now, but you're still thinking short term when you're trying to protect yourself. Make sense? A lot of people have that. They have safety now. They really do. They got great spouses, great partners, a good paycheck, life is good, but they're still completely unhappy because everything is short-term protection, and they don't realize those blinders for short-term were put on when they were younger. And so what I have to do is bring that to your awareness to say, if you've always been a short-term thinker, does that stem from you protecting yourself? And that might be a good place to explore, right? A good place to do some personal development, a good place to talk with your coach or with your therapist about, to go like, huh, I've always been a short-term thinker. Why is that? And I've just noticed that correlation personally, working with really top performers who started making bad decisions in the short term. I work with an Olympian who everyone knew was gonna win the Olympics 4 years later. And instead, they completely self-destruct for 3 years, and they couldn't figure it out. Why couldn't they have a 4-year view? All they had to do is look for 4 years out and have gold medal. Instead, they destroyed themselves because all they've ever been doing was protecting themselves. And when all you're doing is protecting yourselves, you can't see 4 years from now. You're trying to get through this week, man, this day, this hour. Make sense? Something to explore about your unconscious. I think the other element about it is we've gotten so practiced at passing judgment to other people that we have hurt relationships. You know, I think that's something that we've lost patience as a society because everything's so quick serve that our relationships have become quickly judged. And if you keep overly judging things in the short term, sometimes to protect yourself or sometimes because you have a bias, but it's that judgment that we have that tends to really hurt key relationships, and that compromises our long-term growth, fulfillment, happiness. And so all these things obviously have a dynamic that they play together. And I also have to say that sometimes it's easy to judge somebody on the short term, but what we do is we hold judgment for the long term. And when judgment is held for the long term, it always becomes like that whole relationship, that whole person, that whole thinking becomes spoiled, like fruit left out for too long. That's what judgment is. Judgment is like that piece of fruit that's been left out so long that now it becomes poisonous. You see what I'm saying? And some of you are holding onto a judgment about somebody that happened 3 years ago. Some people 30 years ago. You're still upset about that? That still causes you to go into impulse control problems? Let me give you an example. Like sometimes people have judgment that like something happened to them 10 years ago. And what happened to them 10 years ago is still controlling the day to day. Even though that person isn't in their life, that situation is 10 years old, but they held on to the judgment about themselves and about that situation being unfair or unsafe. And so because I feel this way at that time, it's unfair and unsafe, then guess what? I'm angry, or I'm scared, or I'm unworthy. And the judgment of self perpetuated from a situation 10 years ago. And this is why some people never hit high performance. I know that sounds so weird to bring in because it feels like we're in a therapeutic conversation. I'm not a therapist. I've studied psychology for 20 years of my life. I've trained therapists in coaching situations, but I am not a therapist. And what I do understand from the work, though, is that so often our old judgments slow down our speed today, slow down our happiness, our joy, our abilities, our capabilities, our freedom. Some people are still caged from something that happened 10 years ago because they have not yet gotten the support they might need to overcome that judgment against that person, that situation, and themselves. Because it's always three levels deep, isn't it? It's always three things. We judge a situation, we judge the people in it, and we judge ourselves within it. And what people don't realize is often when all three of those judgments are negative somewhere in the past, I'm bad, they're bad, that situation was bad, and we don't have a long-term mental strategy to overcome that, then we go into short-term thinking again. And now we struggle to make good, healthy decisions for ourselves. And so what's the opposite of that? The opposite is what you guys probably could have guessed. It's forgiveness. It is the stuff of personal development. It is the stuff of psychology and therapy, but it is the stuff of spirituality too. And if we don't learn to let go or forgive ourselves or other people from past circumstances, then we are not free today. And when we are not free today, when we don't feel freedom today, we don't make long-term decisions. It's just the way it is. The more caged somebody is, naturally, in any situation or conversation, the more protectionist and short-term thinking they get. The more free you are, the more you're like, I mean, have you ever gone on vacation? Like, back at home, you are tied to the computer 24-7. Like, just constantly, you're at the computer 24-7. You go on vacation, there's no computer for a day. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh. And all of a sudden, your mind starts flooding with thoughts about the next decade. You haven't thought about next month or the next decade for weeks or years, but you're on vacation, and all of a sudden, you're like looking for a piece of paper to write that big idea, or you set new goals, or you talk with your spouse about the future again. Why? You got a moment for your brain to breathe in freedom. And when you are in freedom, you are connected to the future. When you are trapped by old judgments, you are trapped in the short term. And so I think it's really important that if you haven't ever done the work to forgive the people in your life that need to be forgiven, not because they need to be forgiven, but because you deserve freedom, do the work. Go, I mean, like, well, how do I do it? Go buy some books on forgiveness. Go listen to some audiobooks on forgiveness. Go talk to your therapist if you have one, if you don't have one. But if you know a major situation or person or event in the past is still troubling you significantly today in a way that affects your joy, your happiness, your ability to produce, get things done, and move forward, time to get a therapist. It's not intimidating. It's not scary. Type in your town. Type in therapist. Schedule appointments with three of them. It's free. Usually they'll do a free first session. Go sit down with three of them. Pick the one you like the best. Go back to them the next week. Go back to them the week after that and stay with them for a couple weeks or months. That's all you got to do. It's just like shopping. And people like shopping. So go shop for a therapist. Go visit three. Choose the one you like. I've put literally thousands of people in my life or our network into therapy because they thought, I don't need therapy. I'm like, are you moving as fast as you want to move? Is there things that upset you from the past that you still aren't over? Does sometimes you're going through the day and you get all pissed or angry or sad about something that happened years ago that you know you need to let go? Then go get professional services to overcome that. You know, it's just like people, if you really want to get extremely fit, you'd go get a personal trainer. Well, if you want to get extremely mentally fit, you would go get a therapist or a coach. Right? And that's why many of you guys are here. So that you just every single month, I'm like, oh, I'm digging in my brain a little bit here. I'm doing the work. I'm checking it out. I don't make it easy, but I do really believe it's so worthwhile. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimized, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com.
hpx.com, you'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
How do you prevent yourself from getting overwhelmed because of how many goals you want to take on in the future? Every dream has a deadline. It doesn't mean it has to have an accomplishment deadline, but there are tasks that you must do to move that forward. And here's what I'm going to tell everybody over and over and over and over is you must go to weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly goals. They need to be written out, they need to be clear, and you need to get really focused on helping them achieve that to help you do that and remind this community one more time of what you got. So a couple simple things. Number one, find somebody who's already achieved that dream and ask them to break it down into five parts. Every one of you, I want you to all find a mentor or find somebody who's already achieved what you want to do and say, hey, if you could break it down into five moves to achieving that dream, what were the five moves you did? Don't ask them to tell you everything at all. Don't even ask them what their opinion is about what you should do. Say, break down for me the five major things you did to go there. Then you take those five major things and you put them up on your battle board or you write them in your annual plan or your monthly, weekly, quarterly, and just work it backwards and kind of work plan those five needle moving activities. You all, this is the hardest thing to tell, especially for those who have big dreams creatively or dreams that seem out of reach. You need to set these milestone dates. If you don't set them and also set up team around them, it'll just keep getting moved off and moved off and moved off. Do you know how many people in my community in the influencer world are like, Brennan, I'm gonna shoot a course. And it's like months and weeks or years go by to shoot a course? I'm like, you need 2 weekends, man. Why didn't you take 2 weekends? Well, you know, this was going on. I'm like, it's a course. Set the date, go do it. What? Because listen, if you don't set the date, you don't create the deadline, Netflix wins. You must control the calendar. So what I want you to do is project your life 1 year out. Okay, project your life 1 year out. And what I'd love you to do is describe your ideal lifestyle in a year from now. Like, what would the ideal lifestyle be in a year from now? Not 20 years from now or 50 years from now. I believe you can do that, but let's just start with a year out. What would be the ideal lifestyle a year out? I want you to write that down. Describe that. Who would be the ideal you a year out? So ideal lifestyle, ideal you. Okay, start with those two things. Just describe it, a year out. Okay, just 1 year from today. Then what I want you to do is take that and say, what is currently preventing me from having that? So make your what's preventing me list, okay? What's stopping me from having that, okay? Here's the trick. What's stopping you from having that? That's a goal list. The goal is end those things stopping you from having that. Change them, switch them, change it up. That's the short-term goal list. And when I say, just to be really clear, a short-term goal list means that's a year. To me, a long-term goal list is a year or longer. Some people think long-term is 90 days from now because they've been trapped over here in their whole life. When you have freedom, you start thinking in 10-year segments. But for most people, they've never had that kind of freedom in their life. And I don't mean financial freedom. I mean mental, spiritual, emotional freedom done by the work of forgiveness and accelerated by having a good positive support network, good health, and being clear about what matters each day. So let's work it backwards. Ideal lifestyle, ideal you. What would you have to stop doing or what's preventing you from getting there? Put that on a list. Maybe just once a month, you stop one of those things. Could be that simple. Once a month, I'm gonna stop or change one of these things. Second side of that goal list, what I want you to do is, if it's project driven or creative or a mission, there's some kind of contribution, something you need to create, then what I want you to do is go, okay, I need to bust this out. What would be the big moves I need to do? The four huge moves. Like, to get there, what would be the four biggest moves I need to do? Four biggest moves. And then what I want you to do, take on one and complete it each quarter, right? There's four quarters in the year. That's why I'm having you do four. Each one, boom. Take this one, take this one, take this one, take this one. Just break it up into quarters. Too many people try to live their life ruled by the day without realizing how much you can do in a 3-month segment. So what I want you to do is just take that big, take the big goal, the big dream, the big thing, bust it down. Every quarter, complete a major move towards it. I'll give you an example. Right now, I'm writing a book. This quarter, simple major move, finish book. Next quarter, simple major move, edit book. Next quarter, simple major move, work with publisher to get it all ready. Next quarter, simple major move, get the planning, the marketing, and the launch all prepared. And then book is released, launch happens, right? So that's how I kind of think through things. Just break it down by quarter. Many people think long-term means 30 days from now. We need to get you more freedom so you can see a bigger future, but start with that.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group,
Really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.